MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 14, 2025. Salem gets $1 million for being in 3A compliance, and Gloucester has opened its new courthouse. Partly cloudy, mid to upper 40s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:22 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. Salem was one of 10 fully compliant MBTA communities to be awarded Thursday with MBTA Community Catalyst funds from the Healy-Driscoll administration to be put toward infrastructure improvements to support the creation of affordable housing. The $1 million funding award will be utilized for repairs and improvements to existing city infrastructure to make it suitable for housing projects that are in the development pipeline. Specifically, the funds will be used to improve water, sewer, and drainage infrastructure in its 3A district, according to Mayor Dominic Pangallo. The state announcement indicates the funding and infrastructure upgrades will support 123 residential units. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman writes, a ribbon cutting on Thursday marked the end of a roughly 18-month, $19.3 million effort to upgrade the Gloucester District Court and Gloucester Police Department complex at 197 Main Street. It also marked the end of speculation the court would be departing the nation's oldest seaport. Officials gathered in the building's bright new lobby and spoke about how the renovated complex has allowed the court to remain downtown instead of moving permanently to Peabody, 19 miles away. The court, which serves Gloucester, Rockport, and Essex, has been temporarily housed in Peabody District Court on Lowell Street during the project. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News, looking to make sure money is not a barrier to enjoying the prom, Amesbury Innovation High School junior Violet Anderson has converted a schoolroom into a free shop thanks to donations from the community. She's quoted as saying, "We got a lot of jewelry, so much jewelry. We have unused makeup, purses, dresses, vintage dresses, new dresses, dresses that have never been worn, and so many shoes, and a few tuxedos." With dresses neatly organized and hung up, dozens of pairs of dress shoes beneath them all lined up, and bags of jewelry and other accessories on the other side of the room, the space feels every bit like a small department store. Amesbury High School Principal Aaron McGuire said Anderson worked with the school's multi-purpose facility technician to transform the space, located on the first floor of the Friend Street building. The adjacent room, the school's therapy room, was already set up with dividers and will act as a changing room. McGuire said she has been incredibly grateful for the community's response to Anderson's initiative, which has received over 100 donations. And Zach Laird reports on itemlive.com. In Swampscott, Emily Zotto has been named the new principal at Swampscott High School, effective July 1, according to incoming superintendent of schools Jason Kalikman. For the last 3 years, Zotto has worked as assistant principal of Swampscott Middle School and served as the director of guidance at Swampscott High School from 2009 to 2022. In North Shore sports, this is championship weekend for three North Shore high school teams. State titles are on the line tonight. Girls MIAA D3 championship basketball. St. Mary's takes on Norwell at the Sangha Center at 6:15. The Spartans have won state titles in 2020, 2022, and 2023. Tomorrow afternoon in the boys D4 championship basketball game, Georgetown meets Monument Mountain, also at the Sangas Center at 2 p.m. On Sunday morning, the Winthrop Boys High School team shoots for the D4 title against Dedham with face-off at 9 a.m. at the TD Garden. Essex Tech boys hockey coach Mark Leonard has been named the Cape Ann League's Coach of the Year. His son, Brady Leonard, was tabbed as the league's most valuable player. The Endicott College women's hockey team will host an opening round NCAA D3 playoff game tomorrow afternoon against Nazareth. Game time 3 p.m. at the Bork Arena. Bruins lost to the Senators last night 6-2, and they'll host the Lightning tomorrow night. Celtics were off last night. They play in Miami tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.